We back.
Yeah.
2024.
You know what time it is.
Headlines.
With Robin of the Town.
The headline king. Best media rapper alive.
That's right.
Yeah, I got something for you.
That heat.
I got that heat for you.
That heat.
Yeah.
It's a new year, but have no fear. Rob is still kicking. Brand new headlines all up in your ear. Word to Craig Mack. Sit back and relax and defer your opinions like old timey's tax. I dodge her attacks. You can't cancel me. I collect a service fee on the block like TMZ with my New York Post. So much power in these streets, they calling me ghost. So let's have a toast to the headline king. You know my ride and my queen. Used to be a Lexus. Then we got that Panamera. So the world can catch us. They just bless us. No shade room. No Aaron Rodgers shrooms or big perk buffoon. Just Rob on the Zoom calling out the clues. So please stay tuned. BSO would never fold. My chips are all lit and I'm standing tall. Because I know all your signs. Jim Harbaugh.
Let me tell you guys something. Dunkin' Donuts is better than Starbucks. You don't believe me? Go to Dunkin' Donuts. Get anything that you would get from Starbucks. Whatever your preferred latte is. Come back and let me know which one's better. I guarantee you, it's Dunkin' Donuts. Now, this is Headlines with Robin Littell. And I want to start here before I get into my diatribe. I was talking to a OG, triple OG, long time ago. And I was venting to the triple OG because I was tired of people picking on me. I said, OG, they keep picking on me. I can't, every time I post a story, every time I say anything, every time I do a video, whatever it is, they picking on me. They saying trash. They talking trash. They saying bad things about me, about my family, about my friends. I'm arguing with these people 24/7 on social media and I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. Why can't nobody just leave me alone? Like, why is everybody bothering me? I'm not trying to bother nobody. Everybody's bothering me. Now I'm getting mad. I'm getting upset. I'm getting frustrated. I'm taking shots at them. They're taking shots at me. It just, my frustration levels was really high. And Triple OG looked at me in the eye and he said, you know why that is? And I said, that's because you don't supposed to feed the trolls. He said, he didn't laugh. Looked at me dead in my eye. He said, Rob, you know, a hater's kryptonite is indifference. I said, oh, okay. He said, let me, I don't think you understand me. He said, a hater's kryptonite is indifference. He said, a hater or a troll or critic or whatever it may be, they need oxygen to breathe. If they don't have any oxygen, choke them out. And I thought about it for a second, and I said, all right, I get you. He said, he kept talking to me. He said, you know, there's some people that are suns, some people that are candles. He said, there's levels to people's situation. And a lot of times when you're at a higher level than somebody, it just frustrates them. It makes them upset. They want to take you down a notch, especially if you have a certain complexion. And I took that to heart. Really, honestly, I did. And I stopped reacting. I stopped replying. I stopped going back and forth. And don't get me wrong, I was all about, you know, if we have a good conversation, we talked about sports or music or TV, I'm all for that. It's not about not being able to disagree. But you know the difference when someone is trying to get you riled up. And then I noticed the less and less and less I engaged in such tomfoolery, the less and less and less people start picking at me. The less and less people was taking shots at me. The less and less I was getting into these arguments. And my stress levels went down. The triple OG, he said, your direct deposits are clean, right? I said, yeah. So your family's good, right? I mean, yeah. He said, you know, you shut your stuff down for the day, you're happy, right? I said, yeah. way happy. Have a beautiful life. So what are you doing? And I stopped. And it worked. And I did what you're supposed to do when you get information like that from OG triple OGs. I tried to pass it on. Don't get me wrong. There are times that you have to stand up for yourself. But for the majority of the time, these people are insignificant. Which brings me to Jason Whitlock. Known Jason Whitlock for a very long period of time. Going all the way back to his Kansas City Star days when I was in St. Louis. He wasn't always the way he is now. But as Black media, there's always this opportunity or turning point where you can make this choice to go to the other side. And it's a tempting choice to go to the other side. You know why it's a tempting choice to go to the other side? Because if you're willing to turn on your people, your pockets will always stay fat. There's never been a Black man or Black woman who turned against Black people that didn't have a job, that didn't get paid by somebody. They're a commodity. And the exact moment that changed for Whitlock was when he was fired from ESPN a long time ago. Whatever happened, it snapped on. Or maybe he just realized it was more lucrative for him on the other side. And he turned. And when you turn to the dark side, it's no coming back. This is not Star Wars. You don't come back from that. But the people have to realize, once someone turns, anything that you say about them doesn't matter. They've already turned on their people. They need oxygen, though. They need your oxygen to continue to do what they do. Without your oxygen, there's nothing they can do. When they turn on their people, they get the oxygen from racists and white supremacists. That oxygen is always going to be there. But sometimes that's not enough. They need oxygen from the biggest mouthpieces. And that's why you see Whitlock go after someone like Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith has one of the biggest mouthpieces in sports media. Stephen A. Smith wants to be bigger than sports media. He may be able to do it. So Jason knew exactly what he was doing. How does Jason Whitlock get more eyes on his platform, more ears on his site? How? He needs oxygen. So let's get it from the loudest person in the room. It was an easy setup. The smart thing for Stephen A. Smith to do was ignore. I had no idea that Jason Whitlock had questioned Stephen A. Smith's memoir. I would have never known if Stephen A. Smith didn't say anything. But because Stephen A. Smith said something, I had to go check it out. I went to go see what was going on. And that's what you don't understand about the oxygen. Is that, yeah, you get your money's worth. You can go on your platform. You can call them fat. You can call them evil. You can call them Cain and Abel, whatever you want to do. But there's always going to be some people that are going to be curious of why you're doing it. And they're going to mosey on over to his platform. And some of those people are going to stay on his platform because some of those people actually believe the stuff that he's saying. You're his promoter. Stephen A. Smith was Puff Daddy right now. He helped Jason Whitlock. People want to know, why are you so angry? Why are you calling? Stephen A. Smith is not known for someone that curses a lot. So you see Stephen A. Smith out here calling people the B word and the pieces of shit and all of this stuff. You know, I got to see what's going on. And think about it like this. There are people that don't like Stephen A. Smith, but they watch him every single day. So now every Stephen A. Smith hater moseyed on to Jason Whitlock's platform. That's 5,000 more people Then he got 10,000 more people, 20,000 more people, 25,000 more people than he had the other day. That's why he's just sitting back. You say, well, somebody said, Jason, why are you not fighting back? Why are you not name calling? Why are you not getting on your thing? Because he's already won. The game has already been won. Now, Stephen A got all of that off his chest, but I guarantee you didn't feel better. He didn't feel better. He got it all off his chest, but he didn't feel better. He didn't do anything. He didn't stop Jason Whitlock. He didn't change whatever narrative there is about Jason Whitlock. Almost all black media as a whole don't like Jason Whitlock. That wasn't going to change before or after Stephen A. Smith. All this did was give Jason Whitlock a bigger platform. Now, it's a win for Jason. And don't get me wrong. I understand Stephen A. He has a platform, too. He's standing up for himself. That video probably got a lot more views than a lot of other videos. So that's another $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in his pocket. I'm not counting his money. That's good. It's a win for Stephen A. Gets him more attention. It's also a win for Jason Whitlock. Gets him more attention. It's a big L for black people. It's a big L for black people. Because you know why? Because people like to watch the clown show. They want to see us fight with each other. They want to see us interact like buffoons. They want to see us cursing each other out. They want to see us calling each other fat bastards and all of this stuff. They like that. It's entertaining to them. And that doesn't matter to Whitlock or Stephen A. Stephen A's rich and famous. Whitlock is doing his own thing, right? But it's a trickle-down effect. This is how black journalism is. This is what goes on in black media. This is how black media treats each other. This is the infighting that's going on. And don't forget, almost 90% of media is controlled by white men. We're watching black media do this to each other. So it's a trickle-down effect. Doesn't hurt Stephen A. Doesn't hurt Jason Whitlock. Hurts that 22-year-old that's trying to get a job right. It hurts that 25-year-old that's been trying to get a job. It hurts them who they go into a newsroom, or they go into a sports producing job. And they say, who have you worked under? Oh, you worked under Jason Whitlock. Oh, you worked under Stephen A. Smith. Is this what's going on? It's bad. Same thing I talked about with Cat Williams. We shouldn't be entertainment for our oppressors. That shouldn't be what gets people to talk about us. That shouldn't be the biggest views on our page. It shouldn't be, but it is. It's the truth. That's why it's an L for us. It's always an L for us. Like I said, Triple OG told me. He said, how'd you feel when you fought against that other black man? 6 hours later, 12 hours later. I didn't feel good at all. So yeah, they got memes and they laughed at your jokes and everything. But how'd you feel about going against this other black man? I didn't feel good at all. We can't be entertainers for foolery. There's serious issues going on in the world. There's always serious issues going on with black people. And this is a distraction. This is the distraction. Stephen A. should know better. Stephen A.'s the son. They said, we're like a candle. But now, it's made him a little bit more. He made his son a little brighter. He made his candle a little bigger. That's not what you want to do, right? If you dislike somebody so much that you say that when you walk around them, you have to protect your soul, why'd you make his candle bigger? Why'd you make his sun brighter? Why'd you make his platform bigger? Did you think about that? Or did you think about just yourself and how this can make you look? How you gotta look like to me? And don't get me wrong. I'm not one that says, you know, you should turn the other cheek every time. But you have to pay attention to what's going on and why. You have to understand why someone is doing something to you. Do they need you more than you need them? You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. This is different. You know, somebody come out here and talk about your wife or kids or whatever it may be, that's different. But when someone specifically, who is a candle, coming to you as a son, and his nose, if he just pushes your buttons, he will get you to help his platform. He will get you to help his platform become bigger, to get his name in the paper. That's what they used to say. Jason Whitlock, used Stephen A. Smith. Calling him fat is not going to do anything. It's not going to change how anyone felt about Jason Whitlock before, after. We have eyes. We can see that he's husky. Stephen A. was used. And while it won't hurt Stephen A., and it definitely helped Whitlock, it hurt a lot of other people on the lower level. And sometimes when you so high, you up here, you don't think about what's going on down below. And that's a problem. Speaking of which, I just wanted to get this since we were talking about all of this. ESPN, Jason Whitlock, destroyed the undefeated. Wasted millions and millions of dollars on the undefeated. When the Kaepernick thing was happening and, you know, Black Lives Matter was happening, ESPN wanted to capitalize. And so they came up with the undefeated. They wanted Jason Whitlock for whatever reason. That should tell you how white people are. White executives thought Jason Whitlock would be the best person to run a site about race and culture. That in and of itself could be another 20, 30 minute conversation. Whatever the case, none of the black people at ESPN want to work with Whitlock. So that cratered it from that point. Big story about that. That's kind of where all the evolution of all of this stuff comes from. They still open the site. But the fact is, even though it's a site that's supposed to be about race and culture, they didn't know exactly what they were doing. And the executives, in a sense, has just forgotten about it. And don't get me wrong, they still have great writers on there. Mark Spears is one of the best writers in the country. But they just blew through money and never really understood what people wanted from it. It's kind of the same thing that's happening with Pat McAfee. You know, they brought Pat McAfee on because they wanted a particular demographic of people, but they don't really know how to control it. So that's what happened with the undefeated. They wasted millions and millions of dollars. And now they changed the name to Anscape. I don't know why. I don't know what an Anscape is. I don't know if that has anything to do with black people or not. You surely don't know if it has anything to do with black people. It might have something to do with black people, but black people don't. You don't see nobody saying, hey, Anscape. Yeah, I got that Anscape. They don't promote it on ESPN. They don't promote it on SportsCenter. They don't promote it at all. You don't see any videos or anything. No one ever promotes the stories. Never see the stories on social media. Nothing ever goes viral. They literally don't care about it because the Black Lives Matter thing is went off to the side. So they've wasted millions of dollars on it because they wanted to ride the wave, but they don't know what the wave is. They didn't bring people in that really knew what the wave was. You can't just say I'm writing a black and culture site and then just write regular ESPN.com articles. You can do that on ESPN.com. Like I said, they have some great writers that they don't even promote very well. They do have some good content that they don't promote at all. You know why? Because that wave's gone. We're on the Pat McAfee wave now. The Black Lives Matter wave, the black people, the Colin Kaepernick wave. That was done when they got rid of Jemele Hill and Michael Smith, Kerry Champion and all of them. That wave, that wave's gone. That wave's out of here. They don't care about that no more. We're on the Pat McAfee wave. Remember they used to have the brothers and sisters, do the stuff for ESPN and national championships, and you would see Jamal and them at the NBA finals. And now nah, it's the Pat McAfee wave now. It's the MAGA wave now. So now you just have a website that's supposedly about Black culture that nobody cares about, that nobody promotes, that's lost millions and millions of dollars, who are routinely out, have more views than them on a monthly basis. And I'm basically just, my overhead is not in the millions, it's in the hundreds. I do it every day, right here from my office. I need 900 staff members because I know what the culture is. I know what people like. I know what people are interested in. I know what my people are interested in. I know how to present it to them in a way that's interesting to them because I'm in it. Once again, the fact that a white executive thought Jason Whitlock would be the right person to do a race and culture site on ESPN tells you everything that you really need to know about ESPN. So I leave you with this. You're a sun. You're shining bright. People are coming at you. Handles. They're below you. Indifference. They're kryptonite. They need you to breathe. Don't give them any oxygen.